Giovanna Simpson, Birdie City Council Deputy Mayor, hello.
Hello, Lee. How are you this morning?
First thing, Birdie Show. The last couple of years, it's been on hold because of the pandemic. Is it going ahead this year?
I feel like we need a little bit of a drum roll there, Lee. So we'll just pretend that that's happening. But that's the one. It is going ahead and it is shaping up to be just as great, if not better, than the first show at Agriplex in 2019. It's going ahead, Lee. So really exciting.
So the name may have changed, and just a question without notice, why has it changed the name? Because we all know it as the Birdie Show.
We do all know it as the Birdie Show, but it has had a name change, as you said, the 22 Show and Agri Expo, it's called. It's called the Agriplex Showground up there. So they've just gone with a name change to, I guess, to spruce it up a little bit and have a bit of a change.
Yeah.
But the committee have done that. But they've been very dedicated in providing the community with that agricultural show. And, of course, it's going to be all things animals, produce, craft competitions, giving producers an opportunity, of course, Lee, too, to showcase their products. And, of course, ever-popular Sideshow Alley will be back finally, and lots of rides and food and excitement for all the thrill-seekers out there.
I can hear the dyed-in-the-wool locals now saying, why does it need a name change? But, look, I'm going to call it the Birdie Show anyway.
Yeah, look, I think a lot of people will still call it the Birdie Show, but that is the name change. But, you know, hundreds of exhibitors, they've got caravans, tractors and the like, locally produced craft items, and just, an incredible family event.
And it's not going to clash with the AFL Grand Final. It's the week after, isn't it?
That's right. We did check that because I was a bit scared about that one. But it does get underway on Friday the 30th of September. So it will be a public holiday here in Burnie, and Saturday the 1st of October. And all tickets available now at burnietickets.com.
Okay, burnietickets.com is the place to go. Burnie Harness Racing Club have got their annual general meeting and awards night coming up.
They have, and I'm really excited to go to that. I do it every year, and I'll tell you what, they do good meals down there, Lee. It's the AGM and awards night at the club in Wivenhoe. It's an event that, as I said, I love to attend it. Wonderful group of people and volunteers that do so much for harness racing, not just for the state, but for Burnie itself. And their season kicks off in October, 7th of October, right up until March next year. And you can check them out and check out all the dates on their Facebook page as
well. Always a good afternoon, isn't it, the races?
It really is. I love going down to Wivenhoe to watch the races. So I've known nothing about horse racing, but I love horses. So it's always great to. You don't need to do. It's all about the social thing.
And I believe Marist Regional College is set for their big birthday celebrations. Where is it? When is it, Jean?
Yeah, really excited about this one. Of course, being a Marist College student, leaving in 1984, so I'm sure the listeners can figure that one out. their 50th anniversary on the 19th and 20th of this month. It's going to be a fantastic community weekend. Lots of festivities for current and past staff and students as well. And we're talking back in 1972 when the joining of Stella Maris and Maris College formed to make Maris Regional College. And there'll be drinks at the Communion Brewing Company from 7 p.m. on the Friday. And to register, all you need to do is do that by the 12th of August. I've already done that. And then there'll be a gala day on the Saturday at the college, which is open to the public.
So plenty of stories to be told over those couple of days.
Yeah, absolutely. I hope there's some of my classmates there because we'll have lots to talk about, I'd say.
And it'd be good to rub shoulders with those people that live outside the area, might be living intrastate, but also interstate as well.
Yeah, that's right. And so it's really going to be a fantastic gathering of people. So I'm really looking forward to, catching up with a lot of people in the community and just talking about, I guess, the good old days way before social media became a thing at school. So really looking forward to meeting all the people and having a great night.
So you went to Marist Regional College over the 50 years. How they can go about registering?
You can register online, and the links to that can be found on their Facebook page. So just go to Marist Regional College, or you can contact the school as well, Lee.
And we'll round off this week. Your next council meeting is on Tuesday, August 23rd.
It is. And as mentioned before, Lee, the gallery is back open to the public without restrictions. So if you do want to come along, you are more than welcome to come and attend. The other alternative now, of course, is that meetings are live stream. So if it's too cold outside, you can watch in the comfort of your own home, and that's the beauty of it.
The first live stream meeting was last week, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was held in July. Yeah, that's right. And after a few hiccups with the visuals, we're all set to go this month. And you can go to our website to follow the link if you missed our July meeting as well. Some riveting watching there on your computer. But just follow the links. You can watch that, and then, of course, head online for our August one later in the month.
And just a reminder too, if you've got any questions to Council, virtual, you've got to be there in person, don't you, for
those? Yeah, that's right. So get your questions in, and if you can be there in person to ask your question, and you'll have that question answered. So that's good advice.
Right. So if you just leave them up online, they're not going to be answered on the night, are they?
No, that's right. Yes. So that you've got to be there in the gallery. So if people just are aware of that, and then please come and ask your questions. We love that. So please do that.